This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, do we start talking vaccines already? Or have you had enough? Isn't it super not? Isn't it enough that, like, we come out of the gate and, like, there's always a vaccine story? I'm just wondering if people are, like, too much, Robert, too much.
We wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't an issue. I mean,
you're right.
It's not something
right.
We just pull out of nowhere to talk about. So,
you know, that is true. I think back to our good buddy Jerry Doyle, and he would joke about, you know, now everybody's catching up to you, Robert. They I see articles about, fat being good for you. I'm like, what are you going to do now? I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not going to be talking about that anymore, right? But I think the perspective is here on this show is if the mainstream media is not covering it, well, we're all over it. In particular, when it comes to health and healing, because we have perspectives and insights that they, if they have, they cannot report upon lest they lose their jobs. And here we are not dependent upon pharmaceutical money to do what we do. And case in point, the AAPS, right? That's the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, which I've talked about. And they've gotten into great controversy because Tom Price, heading up HHS, is a member. Rand Paul was a member. Maybe is still. Ron Paul is a member, and I've, you know, interacted with them. I've been getting their journal articles every month for the last, 8-10 years. And they don't accept drug money either. Therefore, they can speak freely about the dangers posed by that which the pharmaceutical industrial complex tries to throw out at all of us. Dag nabbit. Gets me a little bit emotional. Verklempt even, occasionally. Don't hear that every day.
No.
But if we start today, and we got a lot to do. We got questions of the day on supplements, and we got stories linking gut health and behavior of children. Really? It's not about spanking them? Really? Oh, that's going to be interesting. Nutrition stories. We got a new weight loss plan for you. Tell you what, we'll get to the weight loss stuff. I know people love to talk weight loss. I don't do a lot of that, but we will talk about a new technique you might not want to adapt and you might not have an option on. We'll get to that. Also, CBD, can it be used in the emergency room? Will allopathic medicine finally embrace it, and what will they use it for? Fascinating things. All linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Super Don's here. Ben's on the board making it sound good, too. And if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So, hypocrisy. That's a great word. Hypocrisy. That's four syllables. That's a lot of syllables in that word. And it's like,
four. What are you talking about?
Only four syllables and not many letters. It's a lot of syllables for so few letters.
Hypochondriac has more.
Yeah, well, it's a longer word. You'd expect that. But hypocrisy. And hypo is right in there. It's just like a lack of crisis. I don't know what it is, really. But really, hypocrisy is, saying one thing, telling, do as I do, not as I say, right? Do as I say, not as I do. The idea of vaccinations, right? We talk about on many levels and in many ways, philosophically. Sometimes we'll do it immunologically. Sometimes, other aspects of the medically concepts of why to do or not to do vaccines. But what about those who should be standing lockstep, if you will, or at least arm in arm, against them, and are right now very much promoting of them, for them, and getting their kids vaccinated. What about some of those groups? And there's a great article, I found it off of March Against Monsanto, a sub-discussion, if you will, over that, because a lot of GMO is now being discovered in glyphosate contamination in vaccines. And this is an article by Tammy Canal, and she writes about the three examples of pro-vaccination hypocrisy. And I thought, yeah, this is actually worthy of discussion. And it's not like I get great joy in calling people out for being hypocrites, unless they're in politics, of course, that's just about all of them. But in terms of those who would argue against you moms and dads out there who have made the decision like I did to say, you know what, my kids' vaccines, they don't mix. Never shall the twain meet, if you will, because of my perspectives from a religious, spiritual perspective, as well as to a medical, philosophical, and religious perspective, spiritual perspective. So if we start with the spiritual groups, there's a lot of groups that, you know, typically you'll hear in the Christian groups that are pro-life. You know, we talk and endorse that concept of protecting all of life, including that which is growing in the mother to be, right? And, you know, we could get into the controversy, what we won't, of when life starts, because, you know, you've made up your mind on that wherever it does. So this isn't the point of bringing this up. But if you are pro-life, as it's defined, you can't be for abortion and you can't be for aborted fetal tissue being utilized in vaccines. So therefore, you would have to say any vaccine that contains aborted fetal tissue, you would have to oppose. And I just can't imagine that they're having this discussion. I hope they are in churches on Sundays, if that's when they go, or in synagogues on Saturdays, if you're pro-life, to say, you know what, we really need to rethink. We might be for vaccines here, but we need to rethink a few of these shots, like Hep A, Hep B, DTaP, polio Hib combo, polio MMR, the varicella and the shingles, because they all contain DNA from aborted fetal tissue, proteins and cells from aborted fetal tissue. So where is the religious outcry? I just haven't heard it. You know, I love to go in and speak to church groups and point these things out, not to make them upset, but to have them think about the integrity of their beliefs. How deep do their beliefs go? And this article calls it right there as it is, as it should be. So if you're Christian, for instance, and pro-life, how can you be in totality a pro-vaccine advocate unless you have a cognitive dissonance on the issue of abortion and say, well, it's okay for vaccines, right? Because you're not supposed to have that exception. If you believe in the life that exists at conception, then you cannot be for its termination. Even the flu shot, the modern flu shot, they utilize apparently 21-week-old fetal eye cells. So, you know, this is not something that's debatable in terms of it's there. It's there. So what do you do? Do you just turn the other way and go, well, vaccines are really important, and it's a sacrament in our church, and you're like, well, not really in our church, but in that other one that I worship the other 6 days of the week, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and you sacrifice your children on that altar of that church to vaccines containing what? Aborted fetal cells. Remember, if they don't contain aborted fetal cells, what they will contain is animal RNA or animal DNA. And that brings me to another of the hypocrites that are pro-vaccine. Do you know any vegetarians or vegans that still vaccinate their children? Because if you do, you might want to point out that fetal bovine serum is in the MMR, the varicella, and the rotavirus. It's actually aborted fetal calf blood, according to the Humane Research Australia website. And you don't want to read it. It's brutal. If you're a vegetarian and vegan, you're going to cry when you read this. Vegetarians or vegans who vaccinate, are you aware that embryos, cells, and DNA from dogs, chickens, monkeys, and mice are in a number of those syringes? You're not sure which ones? Okay, I'll give you a list. Adenovirus, MMR, rotavirus, varicella, that's the chickenpox, influenza, DTaP, polio, Japanese encephalitis, and rabies. All right, so those are the vegans that are still vaccinating. Where's the consistency, the conviction of your beliefs? And then we move to the purpose of this website, March Against Monsanto, that we pulled this article from. You're against GMOs, right? You're not a big fan of Monsanto. Here's the one that supersedes them all. At least the ones we're testing, it looks like it's going across the board. Glyphosate, Roundup, the drift that's ending up everywhere and in just about everything all over the world. They're finding glyphosate in breast milk, right? And breast milk's darned important for babies. It's in air and rain samples. It's in prenatal vitamins, baby formula. And now they're finding it in vaccines. Moms Across America funded research which confirmed that glyphosate is in five different that they know of so far vaccines. Glyphosate. You're against, you're an earth muffin. We love you. You love the planet. You want to save the environment, but you're willing to inject your children with vaccines containing glyphosate, including the DTaP, the influenza flu virus from Novartis, the Hep B from GSK, the pneumococcal vax polyvalent, Pneumovax 23 from Merck, and the MMR from Merck. We pretty much rounded off, Superdon, are there, the only ones that I would say that are free from hypocrisy here are carnivores who love Monsanto and are pro-abortion.
Huh.
They've got no hypocrisy happening other than that they want to protect children, but they're willing to sacrifice them despite $3 billion paid out.
No guilt in that subset of the population, right?
Right. So I'm trying to find...
You had to work hard to figure that out, didn't you?
I did have to think about it because, certainly if you listen to this show, you're probably not a big fan of Monsanto. I know we've got people from all sides of the political spectrum that views on abortion differ out there. But again, if you're pro-life, how do you support the use of these vaccines? Or do you make exceptions? You say, not those, right? Are you consistent in that way? And those of you who are vegan and vegetarians, we have some of those in the audience as well. What about those vaccines if you still vaccinate? Now, granted, we have a skewed audience toward probably leaning toward vaccinating less or not at all, based on the information that I reveal here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And no, we don't do vaccines all the time, but when a story like this comes out, and we can bring your attention to it, or maybe you can bring the attention to your friends, relatives, and loved ones who may hold some of these beliefs that we've referenced, but yet still vaccinate. You might want to help them out so that they don't wake up one day and die of shock and shame and guilt because they unknowingly did the things that violated their claimed beliefs. So you're actually doing them a favor. You're helping them. It's true. It's necessary. They might not think it's kind, but it's kind to their beliefs if they have beliefs that are real. All right, folks, we'll be back with more powerful healing and sitting next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
800-387-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Don't sit. It'll kill you. Stand
up. Don't stand.
Wait, standing might not be good. Oh, my gosh. It's still happening, Super Don. The it's like the chicken and the egg question. Passé. Nothing. It's got nothing on the sitting or standing question.
I don't understand. We've been covering this now for how many years?
Right.
Where it seems like every few months they come out with a study that tells you the opposite of what they told you 3 months prior. First it was sitting is the new smoking. No, wait a minute, standing will give you a heart attack. You know, it's like, what are we supposed to do? And this is a perfect example. We've gotten questions from listeners about, how do we know what to do? Because every time you get on the computer, they're telling you not to do what they told you you should do 3 months ago.
Yeah, this is just great for confusion. If you're like into confusion, everybody's, you know, I'm dizzy with, I don't know whether I should sit or stand. What does Simon say, right? And, you know, my desk has got borderline personality disorder. Just like, what do you want? What do you want from me? You want me to be up here, down there? What do I do? And, of course, we've come to the conclusion over the course of these absurdities to say that movement is the answer. It isn't so much that sitting will kill you or standing will kill you. It's the doing either only is the problem, right? Have you ever seen somebody, you know, at a graduation, they're standing up and then they pass out?
Oh, yeah. Or you'll see this with, every once in a while you see a story where one of, like, the guards at Buckingham Palace will fall over or something like that.
Because, so what about that, right?
Yeah.
And you know, or the wedding, right? The groomsman or groom just passes out. You know, obviously there's circulatory issues. It's movement. It's about movement. And if you sit most of the day, just every once in a while, get up. Doesn't mean you have to stand at the desk for 45 minutes. If you feel so inclined to do so, you can. But then again, some people say, well, maybe not, Superdoc.
See, but now, see, because science is what it is, right?
Yeah.
If you have a study that says you shouldn't stand, you have a study that says you shouldn't sit, then, of course, science is going to delve further into the topic and conduct more studies to try and find the answer to this troubling problem.
Right.
And so in
the cure cancer, so let's figure this out.
That's right. We've already figured everything else out. So now we have to look at perhaps maybe different types of sitting might be bad for you versus others.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I realized there was more than one kind. You know, it's like I'm doing it right now. I'm testing it. I'm walking over to my chair.
What kind of sitting are you doing?
I am. Sitting. I'm not aware of different types of sitting. Are you?
Well,
your
I think
butt is on the chair. How else do you?
Nuance here, Superdoc. What about lounging? Sitting on a couch watching TV with a bucket of GMO potatoes or chips.
So
or
maybe the angle of your sitting might be bad for you.
Well, here they're trying to say it might be linked with developing type 2 diabetes. Right? And I'm thinking. Okay, again, I get the movement thing. We've
now,
been there.
Wait
life
a minute.
Is moving.
Hold on.
What?
My butt in contact with the chair in the wrong way is going to give me diabetes?
Well, there might be a refined carbohydrate food wrapper under your butt below the surface. You don't know. You could be sitting on something that's causing type 2 diabetes.
This is insane. So right. I guess they compared, like, watching TV sitting. Mm-hmm. Or at work sitting, or at home but not watching TV sitting. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, because this is the study you threw in my face. I have to cover it. This is the kind of crazy.
I'm having the same reaction now as I did this morning when I first saw this. But listen, sitting to me is sitting. It's being stationary. It's not moving. It's not exercising. It's not. I understand that. But you can't say sitting eating potato chips. Is, of course, it's worse for you. Do we need science for this?
Right. This is like, it should be great moments in science again. Almost a borderline moment of death. But, you know, what do they resolve to define at the end of this thing? We need more money to do more studies.
We still haven't quite figured it out, but we need your donations, please.
So. Right. But in the meantime, the standing desks are selling pretty well, so pay no attention to the study that says sitting is okay for you.
Look, everybody's got an angle. And I know we have to, but listen, they keep throwing this stuff at you. So for anybody out there who's confused, if you sit a lot like I do, get up and move around once in a while.
Shake your tushy, shake your
don't,
tail feather, Super Don.
Don't eat potato chips while you're sitting. That's even better for you.
Right.
It doesn't take a scientist to figure this out.
And stay away from Pringles. They're not even real potato chips, if you do potato chips. Like
you
potato
can't
starch with glue. Yeah, no, get real organic potatoes and make your own. But they're out there. They're out there. Hey, folks, we've got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. I'm going to stand up on the break, go get some molecular hydrogen water from Echo, my Echo water unit, after this. And we got a question of the day about supplements from Brittany. Stand by for that. RobertScottBell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
See, I'm moving now. Got some good Lynyrd Skynyrd. You can't help but groove a little bit. Got up from my sitting position, walked over, made myself some echo water, pressed some buttons, got some hydrogen in me, and I'm good to go for now. We have a lot more to do tonight, though. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL. And, of course, at robertscottbell.com you can go. Follow me on Twitter at rsbellmedia. And we have the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook and a fans page as well. So wherever you'd like to chime in, let us know. We'll try to pay attention to it and catch up to what we need to do as far as questions of the day, comments of the day, or standing up and sitting down studies of the day, whatever we got to hit. So that's kind of the way we roll here. We love science.
You know, and again, you know, people think that we're just here to knock science. And it's not. We love science, but we love the humor of science as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny in science. Funny ha-ha, funny silly, funny tragedy. But regardless, that's some of the questions that come in about dietary supplements as well. In fact, we do have a question of the day coming in right about now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Now, this question coming from Brittany. Hello, Brittany. She says, hello again. All right, sing it to me. Do some Neil Diamond. Hello again. Hello. I came across a couple of articles. I didn't let Super Don in on that one. I came across a couple of articles I'd like your guys' opinion on. So that means you too, Super D. Guess. I don't know what other guys she's talking about. We're the only guys here right now. And I'm sure
Captain Morgan's one of the guys, right?
She would have to say hold it for Freshman Friday.
Of course, and you know, in this day and age, referring to her as one of the guys might trigger somebody protesters outside the studio.
Well, she's a tougher millennial than most, isn't she? I don't think
she somehow puts up with us. That's true. We got it.
She not only takes it, she dishes it out. She's a tough millennial. And we got some good millennial stories coming up in a little while, even without her being here. So, this is a good point to mention. If you write in to the show and you say, you know, you guys, let us know if you're specifically meaning Ty Bollinger or Dr. Batar or someone else that we, you know, have on. Or Freshman Fridays. Or maybe it's Jonathan Emort, for all I know. Although, in this case, we're just going to go with it. Super Don and me. Or me and Super D. So, when you have the time. We have the time right now, Brittany, okay? That's who you are, right? Yes, Brittany. The first one is about multivitamins. I found it when I was looking up the use of brewer's yeast in more natural brands. It mentions the yeast being fed synthetic vitamins for natural multivitamins, which I was particularly curious about. Now, remember, Brittany, though, the word natural does not mean anything. It means nothing. Whole food vitamins mean something. Whole food nutrients mean something. But and that even is a percentage. I mean, is it 100% or is it 50%? Because there are a lot of dietary supplements on the market, even multis, that have synthetic vitamins, yet they throw it in a base of spirulina, for instance, and say, look, ours is a whole food, right? It's like Ocean's Alive. It is a food. It's a whole food. That's what it is. It's not synthetic vitamins mixed in. Although, your question is a good one, too, because that, you know, brings a controversy, right? Super Don, what if, like, the whole food stuff we like to eat, what if they're feeding that growth media that ends up being a whole food nutrient? What if they're feeding it like rocks? Like, what do you do then, right? You ever thought about that?
I like rock.
Do you like rock? No, not rock and roll music. Rocks.
Rocks.
You get minerals from rock. Rock, yeah.
Yeah?
So, I mean,
I don't know.
All right?
What would you do?
Well, all right. This is interesting. I'm not going to chew on the rock. But I want to step back from this for a moment and recognize, how do we get whole food nutrition? Usually, it's from food, by definition, right? That wouldn't be the term natural, because natural is ill-defined, not defined in you know, regulatory bodies. So plant life breaks down the minerals that are necessary for life itself from rocks, for instance, from earth, from soil. And in that context, animal life helps as well, like the earthworms in the soil, helping to digest, eat, and break down stuff. Bacteria in the soil, causing all of this process to release that which was undigestible and unusable for human and animal life, as a vitamin or a mineral or, you know, something like that, into a form through the cellular matrix of that living plant or the animal that eats that plant, and then you get it in a way that you can digest, process, assimilate, and then utilize and ultimately excrete as it's needed. So the idea that if you feed, like, for instance, you know, a vitamin that is not a form that I would utilize it in, if they fed it into a cellular matrix of a plant, the plant would convert it into a real form, is my point. Taking the rock, not a good plan. But eating the food as the plant has broken it down, or the animal that ate the plant, you follow me here? Is this making sense, Super D? I'm sincerely asking.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's a good question. It's really a good question. Now, if we look at this article that Brittany sent to us, how do you know which multivitamin is best for you, part one? And, it, you know, I'm just reading about they're into chelating, right, minerals. I understand. I get the concept of it. And then you go to selenium, S-E-methyl-L-selenocysteine and selenomethionine. They say that's the best form. But in food, it comes in many forms, and not just one form. And so when we look at utilizing the isolate form in this case, we can take too much. Because we might have to, because we can't get the full benefit out of it, because it's not coming in through a true food matrix. It's not a whole food. And so I look at this article, I'm saying they're recommending things that aren't yet truly food. Sort of, they're on the way there, but then I go down to chromium. And in the article it says chromium chelidamate arginate. And then chromium polynicotinate. Fractionally available forms of chromium versus the GTF whole food, 100% whole food chromium that we utilize, that I wrote about, thanks to my buddy Chris Barr, in Unlock the Power to Heal. So once again, we come to an article that's trying to do right, and it's not going nearly as far as I feel like it needs to. And so for Brittany's sake, I'm not going to say it's a total loss. I mean, at least they acknowledge the folate form versus folic acid, you know, which can be harmful, in fact, if you take the folic acid form versus the folate form. But there are ways to get it in food, and that's harder to do. It's time-consuming to do, and therefore very few dietary supplement manufacturers are willing to take the time and expense to do it, much less do it right. But the concept is you get your sustenance from food, and even vitamin C we talk about from time to time. Most of the vitamin C is genetically engineered, but even if it isn't, it takes grams of vitamin C to do what micrograms of selenium from a whole food source can do. And I still supplement, on average, baseline for me is 300 micrograms of selenium a day. Some days I'll go up higher if I'm feeling stressed out and I feel like I need it, my immune system's suffering. But that form is important. Read about it, right? Go online, or Chris Barr, what is that, the discussion group they have on Facebook? You can ask these questions. Chris is all over that.
Not a nurse, not a doc.
Not a nurse, not a doc on Facebook, which is great.
Now, I would like to make a comment here.
Sure, go ahead.
Because I'm looking at, she's wanting to take a multivitamin.
Yeah.
And she's wanting to take spirulina and chlorella because obviously those are two superfoods that a lot of people are aware of.
Right.
You can actually, in my somewhat educated opinion, knock out both of these needs with one product.
Ocean's Alive.
That would be the Ocean's Alive because
you
it
got everything.
Contains everything there between Agreed. All the vitamins you could possibly need and all of the minerals you can eat, including the chromium and the selenium, are all going to be found in that one product.
Yeah, and you know, it's micronutrients, but it's nano size, so it's going to get in safely. And the, you know, problem, and there's a second article she sent asked about, because it talked about chlorella and spirulina. And you know, although these are genuinely superfoods, they have a lot of packed nutrients in a small quantity. There are some people that don't do as well on them. And they actually, in this article, they reference some scientifically valid, peer-reviewed articles about what's in spirulina, what's in chlorella, and the fact that there are endotoxins, much like gram-negative bacteria. And while the average person that has a healthy gut lining, right, the endothelial or epithelial barrier, there's not really an issue there because we're made to be able to deal with some of those endotoxins from gram-negative bacteria or even perhaps from chlorella and spirulina. The problem becomes when you have a systemic inflammatory cascade that's not going away because of leaky gut. So you might consider, before doing a lot of spirulina and chlorella based on this article, to look into Unlock the Power to Heal, get the chapter on the Silver Aloe Protocol, and genuinely restore integrity to that barrier. because that's going to be the difference maker for you as far as utilizing it as a superfood, or just switch on over to the Oceans Alive from Activation Products. And you can get 15% off RSB15. RSB15, it gets you 15% off. There are links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Oh, by the way, we just added into the notes. I'm going to check to see that they're in there. I'll make sure that they are. But there's a hyperlink text. I don't have a banner. But those of you who want to support the Robert Scott Bell Show, there's a new way to do it. For those of you who are already buying from the Natural News Store, they got awesome products. The Health Ranger does. We buy stuff from there all the time. They got a great nascent iodine, which I like. You can click on the hyperlink text in the show notes as you scroll down to some of the supporters, and we will get a benefit, a thank you from Natural News. And that, of course, helps us to get this message out there. So those of you who want to, you don't have to, but those of you who feel so inclined, that vitamin L is much appreciated as well. Hey, real quick, there's new evidence suggesting that gut health may be connected to behavior in children. That's new? That's new? That's not new? Where have they been?
It's good information, though. Speaking of natural news, that's where this information comes from. So you can never probably can never educate people more about the importance of the gut and everything that it affects than, I don't know what, every day?
Dude, my gut was a disaster growing up. It's a wonder how I made it through, much less with whatever temperamental issues you see in children with gut health issues. I mean, just look at the ultimate gut destruction in children with autism. You want to talk about behavioral problems, and it isn't because they're not disciplined. There's massive pain and discomfort and dysfunction within the gut, which leads to, of course, more deficiency diseases. That's why we do whole food nutrition, and we heal the gut with the Silver Aloe Protocol. All right, let's go to Iceland next. What are we going to put on our pizza if we go to Iceland, and what can't we put on the pizza?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got some cannabis updates coming and weight loss plans. You got some weight loss plans? We got a new one for you. Yeah, well, that's coming up next hour. Stick around for that. And go to robertscottbell.com. Link out to all the wonderful things there. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally we'll send you an email, not often. But when we do, it'll be important. So be ready. Let's see, all about nutrition today for sure. What about Iceland? Have you ever been to Iceland?
I have not. I'm not a fan of cold or ice, yeah. Unless it's like in a drink.
You snow, fell for it, though.
No, yeah. I run the other way.
Super D, you fell for the name, though. You really, this is the game. This is the marketing of Iceland. They don't want you to know Iceland is really Iceland.
Why would you call it, I mean, it's like Turkey. It's like, why call your country Turkey if you don't, like, eat turkey?
Have lots
all
of
the
turkeys
time,
there.
Right?
Well, it's interesting because what do you think of when you think of Greenland? Green, right?
It's green.
Greenland
but
covered
is covered
in ice, right? Iceland happens to be a volcanic island with loads of places you can actually take a warm soak in the middle of winter. Because it's a warm place based on the geothermal energies there.
All right. So who's the numbskull that named it Iceland then?
Well, it's people that said, we don't want you coming to visit, right? This is our little hideaway. Nobody else can be here. But it's interesting. In fact, they don't even have to use ovens to cook their pizza if they don't want to. They can use geothermal energy, steam their pizza. I don't know if they actually do that, but they could
pizza.
Do it.
Steam pizza. Now, that would be gross.
Yeah, I think it would be kind
of
slimy.
Could you imagine a steamed pizza?
Only thing worse would be boiling your pizza.
You need a fire that cook.
You could do that. Well, evidently, the president of Iceland, he's got something to say about pizza.
No,
I don't know.
Let's preface this because there's been a lot of talk in the news lately about what Donald Trump is doing, right?
Right.
Signing an executive order, you know, on mm-hmm. banning, you know, people from certain places, signing an executive order that you go, you know, may have an effect on Obamacare. All these executive orders. Now, listen, mm-hmm. if Donald Trump, and listen, it's no mystery. I have never been a fan, really, honestly, of Donald Trump. I was cracking jokes about the fact that he was going to get elected, and I wore egg on my face, too. And I'll admit that. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump signed an executive order,
mm-hmm.
doing what the president of Iceland is talking about doing, I would be his biggest fan in the entire world.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, what is it?
I feel very strongly about this, and I always have, and I've gotten to a lot of debates with people about this.
Okay.
This is a big issue right here.
All right. Well, listen, tell me what the president of Iceland did to get your support, and if Trump did it, you'd get your support.
He wants to ban pineapple on pizza.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah. So what's he got against pineapples?
Well, you know what?
Like,
I don't even care what his reason for it is. It's a legitimate issue. It's fruit. Pineapple is a fruit. You don't put fruit on pizza.
But it will help you digest it.
Huh?
Pineapple has very powerful enzymes that can help you.
I don't care. So does there's all kinds of things. Yeah, it does not belong on a pizza. And listen, this is something, you know, my dad, when I was growing up, he mm-hmm. raised me with a certain set of codes and principles. Okay.
Including no pineapple on pizza?
You don't put pineapple on pizza. It's a fruit. And it's the same concept mm-hmm. of Jell-O. Okay.
There, don't put Jell-O on pizza.
Time,
for sure. I'm with you on that. You do not put Jell-O on pizza.
No. Come on. This is a different example.
Right.
But I'll agree with you on that. Listen,
all right.
There are some people still to this day, and I know this originated back maybe, you know, many years ago. There used mm-hmm. to be something called a Jell-O luncheon salad. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. That's good. They put salad, lettuce, iceberg lettuce, and Jell-O. No.
In Jell-O.
No, I agree with you.
No, Jell-O.
We're there.
You don't put cabbage, you don't put carrots, you don't put lettuce, and it's the same thing with pizza. Pizza's, you know, you don't put, and I like pizza. I'm a big fan of pizza.
But if Trump today, if he announced an executive order, Super Don, to ban pineapple from pizza, you'd be like on board 100%.
Dude, I would dye my hair yellow and make myself orange, and I would be the biggest fan of Donald Trump.
So maybe we should ask him. I've got a link in. Maybe I'll put a message in and see if he'll do that just for you.
You know, there are a lot of people that feel strongly the other way. I think it'd be a fun thing. If you think pineapple belongs on pizza, let us know.
Yeah, but do you like pineapple on pizza? Or do you think...
Yeah.
Ben on the board likes pineapple on pizza. I it's not my first choice, but I've eaten it. And if the pineapple's organic and the pizza's organic,
Just like Donald Trump, Ben, you're fired.
Yeah, I'm not fired. This is my show. I'm not fired. We'll be back, Super Don, without pineapple on your pizza, okay? We got parents and nutrition. What a topic coming up next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.